All right.
Thank you for being the professional that you are.
As always.
Also have to thank the chairman of the board, Mr. Ice, the Iceman himself. How are you?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's awkward. It's awkward it's already. Awkward. I didn't plan for this. I really thought that I would come back and be regaling the entirety of the show with my Tales from the Beach. But lo and behold, we have a new development on the show, something called the Bad Slant Injury Report. And first name on the list. If it was last week, I would have been at the top of the hit parade for that.
You'd have been out.
And I would have been, yes, I would have been out. No questionable, none of that Bill Belichick nonsense. No, completely out. But we had a recent downgrade from questionable to out as well. The Iceman, snake bit. By the fall, I guess. I don't know how else to characterize it.
Yeah, you know, we got the hot message. It's pretty late in the day.
Fairly late for this endeavor, correct. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, pretty late, saying that he was not feeling well. And that after, I think he got a splinter or something and said, he's got to take
hangnail?
Yes, that's what it was. Hangnail.
Yeah.
He had a hangnail, and so he said, you know what, guys, I got to take one out. I got to sit one out today, this week. Did a lot last week. Totally get it. So, yeah, he let us know that he was a game-time decision, that his hangnail was pretty bothersome. So
he alluded to being a game-time decision. Correct. I want to paint a little bit of a picture for you. I don't know if it was a song and dance routine that was going on my doorstep. But there was a man, obviously heavily masked and gloved from head to toe, but noticeably, despite all the clothing and the garb, he was noticeably breathing hard, conveying perhaps or trying to convey that he was not well or under the weather or something to that effect, or at least create that specter of doubt in my mind. So perhaps we wouldn't be too blindsided by all of this, but. Who knows? Perhaps he really is snake bitten and ill. To that end, I would say good luck and good health to our chairman.
And,
perhaps we'll upgrade him back to possible probable next week.
Yeah, probable would be better. Right now,
I would hope so.
Yeah, full agreement. It was disappointing. I wanted him here, but with us today. But it's all good. Everybody needs a.
You're stuck
off.
With me, you son of a bitch.
Right. I didn't say that. You said it.
I'm just responding to Kunja real quick and just letting her know that I did not get a good look at the Iceman's fingers. he has told us before, he's mentioned on the show at previous points, that, I just realized I don't actually have to type it out. I can just say the responses to Kunja. He mentioned previously on the show that he had several incidents where he wound up being all thumbs and fighting his nemesis, which is cocktail garnishes, and wound up a wounded man. I don't believe that to be the issue today, but again, I did not get a good look at the gams, and I couldn't tell you one way or the other whether or not he was actually with all his digits. But we'll see. We'll find out in short order, I think. Perhaps, but we'll leave that to the side, and I will say happy International Podcast
yes.
Day, Jack. It's been a long time coming. I was actually at the beach in line at Starbucks when I found out that it was going to be International Podcast Day. So we're a member of the community. We're a member of the tribe. So I guess it's a pat on the back for us, too.
Nice.
Did you celebrate with any podcasts today?
I caught up on one of our favorite shows, Big O and Dukes.
Oh, Standby.
Yeah, no, not a Standby. I did actually jump into Chad Dukes' side project, The Radiophile. Listened to a few episodes of that. That was pretty good. It's pretty tough to listen to a lot of podcasts while I'm at home.
Sure.
Just because. My son is also working in school, in class, while in the office as well.
Working.
So it's kind of tough, but yeah, I got some time
A lot of NSFW podcasts coming through the headphones when you're working.
I tend to listen to them in the afternoon, not in the morning. just because the way my schedule is. But yeah, I try to at least listen to one. And my weekly is definitely Big O and Dukes. And I've kind of burnt out a little bit on podcasts. And it's funny from someone who does a podcast. So, you know, I did have a lot of
weird thing to say on international podcasts.
Yeah, it is. But you know, I burnt out.
Well,
on
we're
the,
doing a podcast.
I burnt out on the ones that I was subscribed to. Like I was really heavily into like a lot of these big podcasts, and then like, you know, ever since I sold the house and moved, and then just been kind of in this weird transition for a while. It's just been It's been tough to listen because I would usually, you know, what I would listen a lot at work or you know just on the way to work. I used to have a like a 45-minute commute, maybe an hour commute. So I would hit a big podcast or a chunk of a huge one and then finish it on the way home. So now it's there is no commute. So it's like the only time I do get to listen to podcasts for sure is when I'm outside and doing yard work. So like from end to end, stuff like that.
That's why you like doing the lawn so bad.
I like doing it because it's just I zone out.
Solitude.
Yeah. It'll be like
entertainment.
It'll be like 2 hours of me just out in the back mowing the lawn. Edging and trimming. That's great. It's the best.
You be careful with some of these phrases that you're throwing out there. I know what you mean. You're actually edging the lawn, but some people can take that the wrong way. So just you be careful, sir.
That's on them, not on me.
I'm sure. That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, when you're not doing up the lawn, I know the sneaker sleuth is always on the hunt. Any words from our friends at Kicks Crew?
Yeah, for sure. This week, keep an eye out for the Yeezy 350 Carbons. Kicks Crew already has it in stock. They already talked about it last week, but right now, you know, they're founded in 08 by a team of sneaker lovers who have been keen to share their passion for sneakers to everyone around the globe. So Kicks Crew carries collectible sneakers, hard to find exclusive, like the Carbon, and the most sought after streetwear items. Listed as a top 20 worldwide legit site by Complex, Kicks Crew only imports from authorized suppliers, so customers can be assured that everything they sell is 100% authentic and legit. Check them out by clicking on the Kicks Crew banner at badslant.com/support and step up your shoe game today. Kicks Crew, we never stop.
They don't stop. Remember that. They already got the shoes that you don't even plan to cop and score with at any point.
I know. I've entered the three. Just a side note. I've entered the three raffles for the Carbons that are coming up. Right. So there are
three different raffles.
Well, there's for the Adidas app. There's for adult sizes, kid sizes, and then the infants. So I did it for all, even for my children. Now and then, all of a sudden, Phil, our good friend Uncle Phil, does this flex where he goes.
A flex in the middle of the day. It was almost as jarring as Ice telling us to go pound sand.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I got this, you know, the Adidas reservation to go and shop there. And so basically, he's got a reservation to go pick up the Carbon. So if they're still available in his size,
it's in the bag.
That's a dub right there. So shout out to Uncle Phil.
The rare midweek dub. Shout out to Phil. Yep. Yeah, Mr. Spittoon. I don't know who said Wookiee, but I know you said you copped, so congrats to you, sir. All right, we got that out of the way. Old chairman of the board feeling well enough to sign on in the Twitch. How about that? He can move his digits. Can't move his gums, but he can move his fingers. That's cool, man.
It's all
good to see
bro.
That you're in there. All good. All right. Well, I think on that note, we can go ahead and start the show. To the sounds of fire trucks in the city of Fairfax. We back, baby. It's the Bad Slant Podcast in the living room studios, as Ice has so astutely put it. Below Eddie's room, though. So shout out to our former studio, I should say. You can check us out, badslant.com. On Instagram and Twitter, at Bad Slant. Appreciate everybody checking in on the Twitch. See Phil, see Kunja, see the former co-host of the Bad Slant Podcast. wherever you're listening to us on the podcast mediums, be they Apple, Spotify, Google, TuneIn, and Stitcher, we appreciate you checking us out. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. I know you were hammering that home pretty hard, Jack. And I think there is a tangible benefit. And you also mentioned real quick that we are on Amazon Podcasts.
We're on Amazon Music. Amazon Music. So we have been approved for Amazon Music. So if you have
provisionally approved?
Yeah, final approval was made. So yeah, if that's where you consume music, if you have a Prime membership, definitely go there. If you want to pick up our podcast, you don't want to switch apps, definitely find us there. So every stream, anything helps. So just more of us to love.
Very cool. I know you were the one who pushed the button on that, so thank you for adding another podcast medium to the menu, to the cachet of our fledgling enterprise. But
I think the chairman pushed that through.
Push us over the goal line?
Yeah, he pushed us there.
Okay, shout out to him. So he's not just sitting on his laurels at home. He's actually making it work, doing the stuff that gives us a larger audience. So shout out to him. We mentioned fledgling enterprises. This enterprise is not fledgling. The good folks at Alamo Drafthouse, they are dinner, drinks, and movies all under one roof. Their attention to detail in film presentation and programming has made them a second home to movie fans all over the planet and earned accolades from the likes of Entertainment Weekly as a number one theater in America. Wired.com went so far as to say they're the coolest theater in the world, and Fandango says they're one of the best theaters in the country. And when you're ready to head back to the theaters, or, you know, if you're ready to stand outside the theater and admire its beauty like Ice did, and not actually walk inside, but you know, you can certainly get close enough, make a purchase, but we would ask you to make a purchase through our website, badslant.com/support. Click the banner and you can purchase tickets to any number of films. I think they still got the Tenet and the New Mutants, and there are some more films slowly trickling out into the world, or you can get a gift card for your favorite cinephile. So do that today. Alamo Cinema Draft House is the best film, food, and drinks all in one seat. Check them out. You still there, sir?
I'm here. Still here.
Okay. Was there a dog whistle of some kind? I was a little curious.
I heard a noise outside my the office here, so just making sure everything's okay.
Okay, fair enough.
Excuse me.
While you're just blowing disgusting air into the world, what exactly is your drink of choice tonight?
So tonight's drink of choice,
please,
brought to you by Alcohol and Beverage Control of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Eagle Rock.
Yes.
Kentucky,
yes.
Straight bourbon whiskey.
Oh, if you bear with me just one second, I have the living room studio in my lap right now. But if you'll indulge me for just one moment, I will reach beyond my my studio setup here.
Oh my!
And
God.
Show off the bottle of the finest bourbon you can get for under $30. Eagle Rare. God bless them.
Yeah, got that. Got a hot post yesterday.
I wonder what kind benevolent soul gave you that hot tip drop by the Alcohol Beverage Commission and scoop and cop.
It was you. It was Action John, okay. Moderator.
Not absent. Action.
So I don't know what you just posted it, and a local ABC store that you frequent just happened to have it, and they also had Buffalo Trace. And, you know.
Did you get both?
I did.
I got both.
Fantastic. Yes. So, a quick trip over to Merrifield is actually.
Were you, actually with it, like, on the ground? Like, were you moving, like, throughout the area and just happened to be able to make a stop on the way home?
No, I wasn't. I was at home.
Oh, okay.
I just left my family to go get bourbon.
That's not a close drive either. You just said, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah, so
the bat phone started glowing.
So I just checked my phone and I see that, hey, you update us saying, hey, they've got this here. Here's a picture. So I go, say no more. I'm out. So I told my wife, and this was right after dinner. And I said, hey, there's some really good bourbon. I need to go get it now. She's like, are you, what? And then by the time she turned around, there was smoke, like, in an outline of where I had been. Like,
vapor trail.
I was just gone. So, I made the trek over there. It was actually funny. I was looking for the Buffalo Trace, and I didn't see your updated message saying, hey, they've got a lot of they've got more than what they're displaying. So I purchased the Eagle Rare, and I happened to just talk to the cashier. I was like, "Oh man, sucks that you guys ran out of Buffalo Trace." He goes, "No. the manager is getting more." And I was like, "Wait, what?" He's like, "And I already paid." He's like, "Yeah, just wait." I was like, I waited for a couple of minutes, and I just walked back there, back to the stock room, and I see the manager just clanging the bottles. He's just like just loading up a cart, and so I was like, "Excuse me, can I grab one?" He's like, "Go for it." So I grabbed it, made a second purchase, and left.
Yeah, that's certainly not a sign of alcoholism, making a purchase and turning back around to make a separate purchase within a matter of moments.
And you know what? I was like pacing back and forth, like waiting for the Buffalo Trace. I didn't want to wait anymore because I was waiting for like maybe 5 to 6 minutes. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go and take, yank it out of this cart here. I think I've had the Buffalo Trace at your house or Ice's house. The Eagle Rare is, I've had it before at your house. I think we've had it before on the show. It's as smooth as I remember. There isn't that bite
to it. Smooth as eggs. I've always said it.
It's very smooth. So it's well worth it. Very affordable. Both bottles were affordable. So really cool about that. So definitely. Definitely.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. That actually dovetails nicely into what I was really going to kind of leave to the tail end of my beach trip recap. But I may as well just throw it out there up front. We might need to be discussing intervention for not only myself, but the missus. because I'll tell you, the entire week that we were gone, I mean, I'm not going to say it was a haze because we were out and about. We were bebopping and scatting. Like, we went hiking to Jockey's Ridge and in the Outer Banks. So for those that don't know, I took a sojourn to North Carolina with the missus and the dogs to the Outer Banks. And we just kind of luck boxed our way into a cottage down by the beach. Like, I'm talking across the street from the beach.
Nice.
We were all hooched up when we were back at the cottage. So I'm talking, we got a 12-pack of the old, what is it, the Kona Brewing Company hard seltzer. I thought that was going to be appropriate for beach drinking. So that was at the top of the hit parade. But then we also had the bottle of Costco vodka in tow. sorry, Kirkland. Don't want to besmirch the good name
signature.
Of Costco. Or Kirkland, for that matter. Yes, the Kirkland Signature Vodka, 5 times distilled. Don't forget each of those distillations. There was one more. Oh, right. We procured a bottle of Evan Williams Single Barrel Bourbon.
Oof.
I know Evan Williams does not scream quality, but the single barrel variety, I will say, is magnifique. I don't want to make it seem like that's the only thing we did the entire time.
Sounds like
ice is gross. I saw the comment, but I will say that it was like bookending our days. I don't think I was drinking first thing in the morning. I was working as well, so. But it's just the evenings were just like, when I say evenings, I mean like after 3:01 each day, it was just like, gadoosh, as you would say. So the wife and I decreed we were going to take a few days off from the sauce. Obviously, that's going well. But yeah, there's gonna come a hard moment where we need to take more than a few days off. It's going to be like a hard stop.
Well, do you think your drinking has increased since the shutdown and the pandemic started?
I mean, the appetite is just kind of consistent. I don't want to make it seem like, again, we're problem drinkers. We haven't had any blackouts of late. Shout out to John Wayne, not John, has very, very good sounding name. I'm no cowboy. Like I shouldn't be throwing it back the way that I have it, at least of late. But yeah, the pandemic has definitely been a contributing factor. And then you go on vacation, you just turn that shit to 11. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
You're on vacation, though. You're relaxing. Why not have a drink? I mean, you know, when my family, my wife and my kids went to the beach, my wife, she doesn't drink. She doesn't drink a lot. But she was having a beverage with me every night, sometimes two. So, you know what? That's cool, man. Like, now, granted,
correct me if I'm wrong. Did I see a few tops popped, like, say, 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah, for sure.
On your beach trip?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You know, we would go out to the beach. You have the waves crashing. It's just very scenic. And then you just pop open a seltzer. The kids are playing in the beach, and they're playing in the sand. Like, yeah, hey, man, that's... It's easy living, easy drinking right there. Yeah, that's great.
You guys had good beach weather, though, right, when you were out in Virginia Beach?
It was cloudy, but yeah, it actually it rallied, recovered. There were some days, I think one or two days it rained, but it wasn't too bad.
Well, I alluded to it. We just happened to be catching the I don't know if it was a tail end, but we got some remnants of, was it Hurricane Laura, I think?
Sure.
It blowing through... other parts of the country, but we were getting some of the ancillary effects. So it was kind of a shit show the first time we stepped foot on the beach, in that, like, waves crashing, nobody within 15 feet of the shore, the flag in the sky saying no swimming whatsoever.
Yep.
And just as not horrifying, but pretty close to that, as far as beach conditions. So we stayed our asses back.
Of course.
But it took a few days, but eventually it started to die down a bit. But, you know, it would have been nice to be able to cozy up the entire time, every day, go to the beach and pop a few cold ones there. But that was mostly cottage drinking for AJ and the missus. But aside from that, we did get a little actual beach time, and we actually put feet in the water at different points.
Nice.
It was I say one day. Like I think one day was actual beach time. The other day we were just kind of walking along the beach. But the one day that we actually got our feet in the water, like, the dogs were all in. And
oh, good.
Yeah. So our dog Penny, we've taken her to the beach before, and I don't know how. How have you seen your dogs and how they interact at the beach?
Not at all.
But it's been hit or miss for us, so we were really kind of we did not have any hopes that she was going to be entertaining the notion of that at all. And for some reason, I don't know if it was a competition from this scoundrel rescue son of a bitch Claudia that we've adopted, but she felt so much more compelled to jump in, and she was frolicking, sand flying everywhere, people laughing like, oh my god, it's so cute, like the IG moments that you live for with a dog, and like, oh my god, she's a whole new animal. And, you know, I caught it every here and there. I kept glancing at her. Like there's a lot of sea foam when it's that windy. Like, it's blowing up on the beach, so it's like the remnants from the ocean water, mm-hmm. and it's getting mm-hmm. all frothy. It's salty. And she's trying to eat it. I'm like, that's probably not a good idea. So I'm like, every time I see that happen, I'm like, I'm jerking the chains. Like, oh, that's so cute. Stop that shit. Stop it. People are laughing. I'm seeing it happen, and then all of a sudden she's lapping up the salt water. I'm like, oh, shit, that's probably not good either. So I'm like, I'm really paying attention, like really honing in. And then after a while, we've been playing around on the beach, and then she's calmed down a little bit. We decided to sit in our beach chairs for a few minutes. Let me try to finish my third Kona hard seltzer of the last 30 minutes. And then when I glance over, and the dog Penny has taken a bit of an odd posture, and I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, do I need to take her for a walk or something? Or like, did she eat some hay or some of that dried out grass by the beach?
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. Then all of a sudden, like, she just kind of, like, her body just got tight. And then I'm like in a squat position next to her. Then all of a sudden, like, out of the corner of my eye, I can see coming from out of her body, her rear end specifically, what I can only describe as pineapple Fanta.
Oh,
just
no.
Shooting out in every direction. And it's a miracle it didn't get on any of the furniture or the other dog or a small child behind us. Like, it just, the velocity was just something to behold. And volume, like someone taking a bottle of pineapple Fanta and then squeeze, it's full, and then you squeeze it out in one motion. So... obviously, I'm mortified in the moment because we are, it's that good beach day. So we are surrounded by by yokels, front, back, side to side, like Exhibit would say.
So how, what was the, I mean, you were horrified, obviously. Did you guys just pack up and leave?
It was about go time. I will say it was the fight or flight instinct, and flight was the immediate response. But I did react in at least to try to bury the indiscretion. Like I just start shoveling sand as quickly as I can. And then in hindsight, I'm thinking, was that a good thing or a bad thing that
That's a terrible thing. You should just let the water go and take it.
But we were a good, like, 50 feet from the shore. Like, we were just, like, just kind of outside of the range of where the water would hit, at least from what I thought. So I thought, okay, to be courteous, I should try to at least cover the crime. But then as I'm doing it, the wife has already has scampered off with the animals so as not to draw any further attention. And then just as she's able to depart, I'm packing up the stuff, and then the water starts to creep in. So, you know,
The tide.
So the tide has taken some of the naughtiness away, but it does not take away from the visual that has been seared in my brain for the rest of time. I will never forget the sight of Pineapple Fanta coming out of my dog.
So do you think it's just was just too excited? And just got
just way too happy to start lapping up the ocean water, and I think the salt, you know, it reeks havoc. When you're drowning, they tell you don't drink the salt water, and you know this is probably one of the implications. It winds up dehydrating you, but probably clearing you out first in the process.
Yeah.
So yeah, that definitely happened to the dog. But I will say, no ill effects after that. She just had a bad afternoon, you know, she's back and at full strength. I'm the only one that's come away with any real scars.
Full
seems.
Speed. So, anything else, you guys? So, food. I know that there was an itinerary that.
Yeah. So the intervention thing I said about the alcohol, we might need to do an intervention about food, because I tell you, every time we go anywhere, it's just to consume copious amounts of calories. Like, and I'm researching like. Copiously trying to figure out, like, this Yelp review is bullshit. I can't trust them, so I got to dig deeper. I got to find a local food blogger. Like, I'm going and trying to find like the real deal, hole in the wall type places.
Okay,
but fortunately, I didn't have to do as much research for this trip because, you know, we mentioned Chad Dukes at the top of the show. He is an Outer Banks aficionado. So he's regaled Big O and Duke's listeners for years with stories of where he's gone at the Outer Banks. So mm-hmm. I kind of had the playbook, the cheat sheet ready to roll. But yeah, I hit up, Chili Peppers, which is actually a pupusa joint. Who nice. Knew? Lucky 12 Tavern, which was quite literally walking distance from where we were. But still, you know, I'm kind of weirded out still about the notion of eating anywhere indoors. And mm-hmm. Unfortunately for us, our dog, Claudio, still has wicked separation anxiety. Mm-hmm. So we weren't really in a position to leave him alone and go out and have a drink at a bar. So, yeah, a lot of to-go stuff. But, yeah, definitely hit up Lucky 12, Chili Peppers. I'll shout out the wife real quick. Anywhere else that I'm missing?
Biscuits and porn.
Oh, right. Biscuits and porn. Right. Biscuits and porn. Fortunately or unfortunately, no porn the morning that I went. Lots of biscuits. Zero porn.
Were they just out of porn that day?
I think I was catching the guy at a moment where they were restocking. Like, he was filling up all the merch.
Is it a refractory period?
Exactly what I was thinking. So he was reloading, as it were. Yeah, no porn, but the biscuits themselves actually lived up to the hype.
Okay,
something that I didn't think it was a gas station. It's quite literally a gas station serving breakfast. But yeah, they had a line going from one end of the gas station to the other.
Sweet.
Is this a place that you've gone to at all, or no?
No, I've never stopped by.
Never mind. The wife is actually checking us out on Twitch tonight, so she's listening on delay, and she's having a conversation with me 5 minutes after the fact. So. It's pretty awesome what's going on right here right now. But yeah, so you haven't been to Biscuits and Pouring, but I will say if you do venture back out to the banks, for damn sure you need to make out to Biscuits and Pouring.
I'll get there.
Yes. Hopefully they have the full complement. They'll have the pouring for you so you get the full experience.
But, sweet.
Yeah. The cheesy biscuit and the chicken, egg, and cheese.
Ooh.
Thumbs up. Got the thumbs up from the missus. I didn't realize until the very moment I completed my order that there's a spicy chicken option. At which time I regretted it, but you know, it was something that you know I felt was a missed opportunity. But either way, I thought the meal itself that we did get definitely met expectations.
Okay, how about did you guys head over to High Cotton?
High Cotton, yes, we definitely hit up High Cotton. They are strictly a to-go operation right now.
Okay.
I was surrounded by merchandise that I wanted to buy by the handful, but I was strictly I had my eyes on the prize. Like I needed to get my hands on the brisket, and it was definitely going to be a little cold if I didn't haul ass back to the homestead. Mm-hmm. So I left with just the food, but it was quite good. I will say I think the brisket was cut a little too thick for my taste.
Mm-hmm.
So it and you know the way that it should be done, you know, you get the lean and the fatty, and it's cut to the like there's not it's definitely too thick. There's a too thick angle on the cut, and mm-hmm. if you get that, it kind of makes it tough to eat, and it becomes kind of a whole thing. But either way, the rest of the food was still very good. The smoked chicken, I give the thumbs up. All the other accoutrement definitely hit the spot that you would hope to get when it comes to barbecue.
Dang, you didn't get any peanuts? You gotta get those peanuts, bro.
Dude, we got them here. We got them here at Chad's store.
I don't think he has High Cottons anymore. Does he?
Wait, those are the Oscar peanuts.
They probably... Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yes, come on, man. Come on. If you need me to go on an errand, on a fool's errand, like just let me know. I will certainly do that for you. But I'm like 99% certain that they are in stock at the Commonwealth Dry Goods.
I'll be there. Don't worry.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, the whole food thing. I'm getting a hot message from the missus. What's that, ma'am? Oh, right. And we'll kind of close the book on that real quick. You're an idiot. Jollibee is fantastic. I couldn't get a piece of chicken big enough to satisfy my urge. It was so nice. We went twice. We went on the way down and we went on the way up. It was glorious. My God, the gravy, the chicken,
the taste wasn't good. I just didn't like the size.
The size and the girth of your chicken.
The girth of the chicken. Off-putting. It's too much, man. Yeah.
Oh God! But you at the very least, you enjoyed the mango pie.
Of course, it was nothing but sugar, man. That thing was great. And it was the crunch of the crust, amazing.
And it's been a while since we got your story from your trip to the beach. Did you do the whole gravy bit with the fried chicken?
Of course.
Okay,
I just wanted to make sure. I was like, "Can I get extra?" They're like, "It comes with it." I was like, "I understand that. Can I get extra, please?" They're like, "Okay."
Yeah, so they're doing the whole DoorDash thing where you just pick up and go.
Mm-hmm.
So, I definitely added the adobo rice. My God.
Oh, the adobo rice. It's a revelation. I didn't even know it existed because I didn't get the full menu, the full experience the first time. So when I got to a legit Jollibee's, I was like, what is this? What is that?
And
so
what is this adobo rice?
Yes.
Does it come in large?
I mean, the only thing I do like is the fried chicken is top notch. I think the other burgers, the burgers were okay.
I didn't even venture, to be honest. I was just having like we the trip down. We went for broke. We got the fried chicken, the chicken joy, as it were.
Yes.
And we got the unbeknownst to us, we purchased the platter of the Filipino spaghetti.
That thing is massive.
We had no idea. I think the wife thought we were just getting like a side of the spaghetti, and it wound up being a serving that would have lasted us the entire trip at the beach if we wanted to.
It feeds 10.
But yeah, exactly. So we wound up getting like the kids' pancette. So it was just kind of like a reversal of what we actually wanted. But it's cool. Everything was still good. Coming back, we were like, okay, we're not screwing around. We're getting more adobo rice, and we're getting more chicken, and we're calling it a day.
Lastly, Did you guys make it to cookout?
We did not. We elected to go. We elected to go to Jollibee again versus going to cookout, and that was a decision that had to be kind of negotiated. It took some planning and some deep conversation, maybe a few extra swigs of Evan Williams to smooth out some of the hard feelings. But at the end of the day, I think we made the proper choice. The chicken lasted, like, we had it for lunch that day. We left on a Friday, but it actually lasted a little while longer to where I was able to enjoy it during the Washington football game. So that made it just worth it in the end. My God. We can always go to cookout. Look, like, Fredericksburg is far, but it's not that far. And my sister-in-law lives in that neck of the woods. So it's not within, no, less than 2 hours away. So
it's all good.
I think we have a shot.
Okay. Yeah. No worries.
Maybe we'll make it a show trip. How about that? Live remote.
Yeah.
Cookout?
Cookout.
I wonder if Ice has been to cookout. I wonder if he'll tell us. Or is he just going to continue to make wild accusations in the chat? I will say this. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I think he's... No, he's still there. I thought he left.
Okay.
Because he's besmirching and just
just firing
out
at will, and
just
running.
Firing out. Yeah, his he's on.
You know what it
right
is?
Now. It's okay.
You know what it is? I was gonna say. I think they tipped off like the Lakers and the Heat. The real illness in all of this is
right.
His addiction to basketball.
Yes, it's just, I'm suspicious about just the timing of it, because the Lakers, this is the first time the Lakers are back into the finals in a very long time. Now he. He says he's a hometown fan. He's always been a Kobe fan, so in turn, he's a Lakers fan.
Hometown
so Lakers are there. It's a little more juice for him to watch the finals. So I totally get it. You put two and two together. You know, he got a flu shot a day or so before the finals, knowing that he probably. Not flu shot. What happened? He got a hangnail, right? Hangnail. That's what it was. Hangnail.
Yeah,
that's what it was. He got. He hurt. Whatever. You know. So
he's like the guy who gets a vasectomy before March Madness.
That seems to be the move. So I think I'm planning my March. So.
All right. We'll go ahead and update the injury report for next March to say that Jack is out.
Out. Just pencil me in. Out.
Understood. Well, we got plenty of time to update the sheet.
Show sheet.
All right. I'll close out the beach thing real quick to say I did listen to the show you guys did last week. There was only a mild beating. I mentioned this in our Slack chat, and it wasn't a shoot or anything, but I love the bit where you guys were discussing being nerds and Teslas and how AJ's cheap ass would never buy one. Or I'm sorry, you said my cheap ass would never buy one, and then in the same breath and said, oh yeah, by the way, they're still too expensive for me. So that was a nice little juxtaposition in that whole conversation, but appreciate you guys keeping the ship afloat and besmirching me in the process. And
it was our pleasure.
I'm sure there was a little too much glee on that end of the conversation, but we'll make it through. I'm sure there aren't too many hard feelings. I don't know Ice right now though.
I think Ice he's always upset about things. About everything, really. So
very much, very much. Lord, I'm not even going to broach the whole topic of debates with him. Whew.
Ice, what's the score? Let us know.
Yes, I'll check the chat. I need to stay up to date. In the meantime, we'll stay up to date with our friends at GoDaddy. They are the world's largest and most trusted domain registrar that empowers people like you in the Twitch chat with creative ideas to succeed online. Buying a domain name is easy, and with GoDaddy's domain search tool and domain name generator tools, you can find the perfect website address for your business. But GoDaddy offers more than just a platform to build your business. GoDaddy offers everything you need to create an effective, memorable online presence. And if you already have one or more of their products, transferring your domain, website, or hosting to GoDaddy lets you consolidate your web presence with one provider so it's easier to manage. And for the lucky listeners of the Bad Slant podcast, visit our page, badslant.com/support, and click on the GoDaddy banner today. Find your perfect.com starting at just $4.99. Get going for $43.49 Los Angeles. I'm sorry. Get going today with GoDaddy, $4.99.
GoDaddy.
Sorry, I got distracted by the fact that we actually got a SportsCenter live ticker update from the Iceman.
Din-in-in.
Oh, sweet Lord. We might as well just have that as an ongoing sound effect, because we need to know when someone's going to tag out on the show, and we need the chime to hit, and we also need to know when the scores that really affect our lives are actually changing in real time. Nice. Get yourself a nice healthy refill there, sir.
Yeah, this will be
my bottle
last.
Looks a little light.
Huh?
Bottle looks a little light.
Yeah. No, this will be my last glass tonight.
Okay. Did you dig into that bottle any for last night's presidential debates? I know I wouldn't really dig too deep into that, but we'll do it as a drive-by.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I watched the debates, or the debate.
Did watch or you did not watch?
I did. I watched it. Yeah, so I was a little late to it, but I had it recorded, DVR'd, so I can watch it. Watched it all the way through. As sober as a bird, sober as a goose.
No, none of the drinking games.
No. I was just mocking him. Like, you know, anytime he would say fake, Donald Trump would say fake news, drink.
It's fake.
Or crooked Hillary. And he said it once. So it was, that was a drink. And then
upset of the year, right there.
Yeah, the sleeper drinking game would be Hunter Biden now. So anytime he says Hunter Biden. Or the left, I think that is going to get you drunk. So
yeah, they call that the ace in the hole.
Yeah, so it was a shit show.
No, I expected as much, and this will probably be the upset of the year. I partook in it, not at all.
Yeah, it's not. I just wanted to see. I didn't know what to expect, and I don't think the rest of the country knew what to expect, but. Yeah, it was, as everyone is talking about it now, it was a complete shit show.
It was going to be a disaster from the onset.
Yeah, so, I recorded it. Yeah, I recorded it. I want to see it from end to end.
The chairman is incredulous at the notion that you DVR'd a presidential debate, but that's neither here nor there.
My DVR has Tough as Nails, the Master P...
is that the BET thing?
Yeah, I have that.
Oh my god, it's amazing. I think they talk about not Sophie Shocker, but C Murder actually murdering somebody for a full episode.
Of course.
It's incredible. I mean, it's not incredible for people to die, but it's incredible
it's
to see that.
Like, his life is basically a movie, and then they turn
it's
it into
just
a,
insanity.
A documentary. Yeah. So, yeah.
Did you know they have a Rough Riders one of that?
A what?
They have a Rough Riders
yes.
doc on yeah. the same premise or the right. same show, but they have an episode dedicated to the Rough Riders.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Right.
Wild
right.
stuff. Okay. I don't know nice. How you got there.
Yeah. Just talking about DVR. So, yeah, that was my, you know, everybody has the same reaction.
Angry shouting and tweeting at the TV. I totally
Pretty
get it.
Much. Yeah, I didn't, but, you know. Other people
nope.
were.
I felt much better just avoiding social media altogether last night.
I did
night.
Too.
And for the most too. Part today. So it was just, you know, knowing what to expect. And look, I'm not trying to be the smartest guy in the room. I'm not saying I am the smartest guy in the room.
Wait, you're not?
It's just, you know, it's a shock to everybody. But just kind of knowing the temperament of who was going into the debates, the president and Joe Biden. You knew one guy was going to be an asshole, and you knew the other guy was just going to try to sound sane. And, you know, it probably worked to varying degrees for one of them, but honestly, I didn't want to sit there for the sideshow. I want to get through this whole next 40-day period with as little shrapnel as possible. You know, and you guys talked about voting last week. Already done my part. I don't know what the hell is going on at the Fairfax County Government Building. You need to get your shit together. The city of Fairfax has their whole operation streamlined like a goddamn fine-tuned machine. So take notes, folks. In and out, actually put a ballot into a machine, got a sticker that's way cooler than yours. Like, it's the tits. Gotta love the city of Fairfax.
That sounds awesome. I have submitted my ballot just as the same as ICE.
Dropbox situation or mailed?
I mailed it. I went right to the post office, dropped it off. But you can track it. You can there's a site for you to track your ballot.
No kidding.
Yes. So, I have
like an Amazon like you're tracking an Amazon package delivery.
Correct. I have tracked and confirmed they have received my ballot. So hopefully it gets counted. It should be. So there you go.
So we're good.
Good
there.
To know. You've done your civic duty, sir. Congrats to the entirety of the Bad Slam podcast. We did our deed. So we can move on and just pretend nothing's going on for the next 40 days. Does that sound good?
That's great with me.
I can't wait. You know what? I would rather just fast forward, not just, well, if I fast forward all the way through the election, we'll actually blow past the premiere of The Mandalorian, which I don't know if you guys, I don't think you guys talked about last week.
We did not.
But it is dropping, I want to say, October 30th, which is a Friday.
Yeah. I think so, right?
Yes, but it's the end of October. I don't think it's actually on Halloween, but it's at the end of the month. But season 2 of The Mandalorian is hitting. I imagine that you saw the trailer for said Mando season 2.
What?
Or are you pulling it up right now?
Yes.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, so it's more Mandalorian. How about that? It's more Baby Yoda. It's the whole thing. Whole shebangy bang.
You know what? I don't need to see it. I just want to go in. Want to go fresh. I'm good.
Have we talked about whether or not you've seen The Mandalorian?
Yes.
Season 1. Okay. Like you're saying, you want to see it fresh as in watching the trailer without any prefacing.
No, just the whole the show itself. Season 2. I just want to go into season 2. Just go.
So no trailers whatsoever.
I don't want it. I'm good. I don't need to see
that. What a bag of shit. Damn it. Trailers are the best thing in life when it comes to entertainment. Like, I mean, obviously right now we're kind of in like a drought when it comes to trailers. Thank you, Kunja. October 30th. Again, Friday. But... with all the productions hitting pause, like we're not getting all the cool trailers. All the Marvel movies are being pushed back like a month or two or a full calendar year. So we're just in this weird empty gray space of nothingness, and just having a trailer like that pop up out of nowhere. Like I get the notion of going in cold, but it's just 15 minutes of, or not 15, it's like 3 minutes of awesome. And you haven't seen it, but, and you'll probably have no clue who I'm talking about, but WWE's own Sasha Banks is prominently featured in the trailer. I don't believe she has her trademark blue hair, but she is playing a sorceress of some kind. So that got the whole internet wrestling community a Twitter. So,
nice.
Yeah, so look out for that. Look out for somebody standing there looking spooky. That's my bun, Sasha Banks. I believe the missus has decreed that I have a free pass. Thank if Miss Sasha Banks were ever to cross my path once again.
And it's,
oh, she did the Sasha.
She it's not, it is the way, it's called, it said, the saying is, this is the way.
This is the way.
What? Your wife. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the.
I think she's still listening. I don't know, but I'll make sure that she gets the correction. There we go. Thank you, sir. Now she knows.
Now you
okay.
know. It's all good.
But you're excited still.
Of course.
Regardless of not having seen the trailer.
I want to go in fresh. Like Frank is handsome, told me.
Have you gotten to a point where the boy, my nephew, is he ready to consume the Mandalorian, or is that still a far off proposition?
It's a little far off. I do want him to see it. I'm slowly working Star Wars into him into the larger universe, right? So there's other ways to get him there. He's close. So you know, he's seen the original trilogy. I showed him The Phantom Menace or parts of it. He's not a fan, just like the rest of us. So it's gonna be tough to get him through the prequel.
You,
it's gonna be tough, bro.
Don't you speak ill of Jake Lloyd, aka Young Anakin.
It's tough. So I don't think he's ready yet.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Not even the Baby Yoda angle? Okay, that's probably, it's asking too much.
It's funny because there's a song I found on Spotify that sings the praises of Baby Yoda, the child, right? So he knows the song, and it's this catchy tune, and just some fan, you know, just some guy who just created the song. It's very catchy. And so every now and then he'll just hum the tune. And I'm like, we haven't even heard the song. Why'd you start humming that, right? So it's just... So he's aware, and my Disney Plus avatar is the child. So he sees it every time he logs in. So it's so we're good there.
It's like, Dad, why is Kermit the Frog your avatar?
He barely knows who that is, man. He barely knows who Kermit the Frog is.
I'm sure. Well, little drips and drabs. We'll slowly get him initiated, but we are initiated, so it's cool. We'll get there. But
yeah.
I'm anxious for that. I don't really have any thoughts on the Tinkerbell casting, other than are they doing another Captain Hook deal, another Peter Pan bit?
I don't know. Is it focused on Tinkerbell? Like, I don't know.
I think she's just part of the ensemble cast, but it's another remake situation or live action deal that I guess they're here for it. They're just going to keep cranking them out. I'm more intrigued by the notion of them actually doing a Lion King sequel, but they're going to like have it flash back to a degree and spotlight Mufasa's origin story. So the great thing I saw in the analysis was that it kind of harkens back to The Godfather 2, where you have the sequel to the original film, but then you have flashbacks and you see Vito Corleone back in the old country and then coming to America. So that'd be cool to see a young Mufasa like hitting the streaks and selling dope with Scar. Like that's going to be the story that I'm really intrigued about.
Yeah,
you got Father Mark?
Yeah, I've seen the movies, but I am intrigued for how they take this, you know, Mufasa's story and the rift between him and Scar, because, you know, they probably, it's going to be some turmoil, obviously, and then we get to the events of the Lion King. So yeah, I'm very interested to see how Scar got his scar and just a lot of the origin stuff. We'll see how it goes. The casting will be most important because I want to know who's going to be Mufasa. I know it can't be. I'm obviously James Earl Jones has to be involved. Now, granted, who will be a young Mufasa, right? And it's got like
who's got that voice?
Yeah, but the acting of the first Lion King remake was just piss poor and awful. So you got to bring it this time. Like, even though it was a blockbuster hit, like, you got to bring it. Like, it wasn't that good. Like, and I love The Lion King. That's probably the reason why I didn't like it that much. So
yeah, just turn down the volume on Beyonce, and I think we're in good shape. I'll just leave it at that.
There was one line with Beyonce that I just hated. It was like Lions Attack or some.
I'm Sasha Fierce, and I'm a whole lot of women.
Something to that effect.
Is that the one?
Yeah, I think it was.
That might be Austin Powers. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah. What else is out there?
Well, I'm just gonna casually ignore Ice's comment about Tinkerbell. It's cool. Totally fine. how do we downshift out of that?
I don't know.
Well, I mentioned Sasha Banks, who is in the WWE, just kind of in passing, but your boy DC, Daniel Cormier, is allegedly dipping his toe in the water. Maybe coming on board as a commentator, as it were. Maybe.
Good for him, man.
Wait for a match against Brock Lesnar.
I mean, you just have that storyline, right? Those guys, they've always been orbiting each other, and so this will be a good foray into them actually fake fighting in the WWE.
You know he's a mark, right? You know DC loves the WWE.
Oh, I'm sure. It's great.
Are you a DC mark? Are you a big, are you a Cormier fan?
I'm a fan. He had a bad rap in his prime, like in his rivalry with John Jones. He had a bad rap. Like, everybody just, you know, they didn't like him. They booed him. A lot of his fights, I think the UFC, what was it, the UFC 100 or 200? The one where he was going to fight John Jones and then Anderson Silva stepped in. Do you remember that fight? Yeah,
is
like
200? I want to say it's 200.
Whatever. You know, one of the zero zeros, right? He fought a smart fight. And this just stood out to me. Like, he took a short fight. Anderson Silva took the short notice fight, right? To take on DC, because the main event was trashed. Like, I think John Jones had just been popped for some kind of, or he just is injured. Somehow he's out of the
dick
fight.
Pills. I don't know.
I think it was the dick pill thing. So he fights Anderson Silva, but he doesn't really finish him, right? He's fighting not to lose, which is smart. So he just wrestled him, blah blah blah, and he got the decision. And everyone just booed him. Everyone booed him, and I'm just like, well, why are you booing him? He fought a great fight. He's fighting Anderson Silva, who's one of the best pound for pound all time greats. Why would you
arguably?
Yeah, why would you try to take a risk and stand there and try to slug with him? He fought a wrestling fight. He grappled his ass off. I think later in his career, he definitely softened on a lot of people, and he's a great commentator as well. So I respect him, man. He's one of the best.
Yeah, dude.
He's one of the best as a commentator, as a fighter. Well respected in the fight game. One of the respected across the board. And did you see the is it Jan Błachowicz? He had that big win.
Yeah, he was the governor of Illinois, right?
Yeah, that guy. But he's a heavyweight, and I think Cormier had some.
Oh, he was the light heavyweight champion. Yeah, he just won over the weekend.
Yeah, so he Cormier had, I think he had some criticisms of Jan, and then so Jan went to Twitter and was like, "Hey, fat boy, why don't you come out of retirement? Come meet me." And then Cormier, class act. You know what he says? He goes, "I'm good, champ. Like, great win. You know, congrats on that." And then just that's it. He's a class act, man. So, I'm a Cormier fan. I'm not. I like John Jones's greatness. I just think he's
as a fighter,
but he's not a good person. So I'm not. I'm not a fan of that outside the octagon, the cage. So, yeah. I think it matters for sure. But, yeah, I mean, if Cormier is definitely going into the WWE, like we kind of touched on this topic before, it was something we put on the sheet. We want to see where it goes. I think he's great. He can kind of play, you know, the face and come in and try to be a great storyline and kind of work that angle, so it'll be good.
No, for sure. When that comes to pass, you let me know you want to come over. I don't think it's wise to share passwords, but I'll definitely we can make arrangements to watch that WrestleMania matchup together.
it's gonna be a WrestleMania.
Like, why would you not have the biggest fight in the world on the biggest stage? Hopefully, the pandemic has ceased to bring an end to our lives, or at least that has lessened to a degree, so we can kind of move on with our lives.
If they sign him early, they'll get him, get him going. They can probably introduce him and ease him in during Royal Rumble, and then get the build up to that. To
get some reps at the Performance Center, get some NXT guys in there with him. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be great.
As you were going over that, I just kind of saw the NBA Finals coming to an end before our very eyes. I believe Jimmy Butler has just sprained his ankle. So, take that, Ice. You just wasted an entire evening to see that. God bless.
Did he really sprain his ankle? I got a bet going.
He's hobbling.
Oof.
They're just going, and it was actually like 20 seconds before the half. He's still out on the floor right now, but that was rough. Like, he was on the floor for a few seconds. So, yeah, time well spent for Ice. So. Enjoy that title, that ill-gotten title. All right, well, we only got a few minutes left in the show, the finals are consuming Ice at this point. Perhaps we'll see him next week. Do we want to delve at all into the happenings with the football team before we sign off?
Or is that just a conversation for another day? They stink.
They suck. I'm not, like, all doom and gloom the way a lot of people are, but they're not winning a Super Bowl. I don't understand the fervor and everybody wanting them to move on from the kid at this point. Like, did you see anything in the first week or the second week that makes you think they have better prospects and at least a chance with the entirety of the team to actually do something of consequence? No, they're still going to be a middle of the pack team, no matter how bad the rest of the division is.
I don't think they're a middle of the pack team. I think they're.
When I say middle of the pack, I'm sorry, let me correct myself. Middle of the pack is their ceiling at this point.
Okay, got it. Yes. Thank you for the clarification. No, they are not a team of consequence as much as Ice would like to believe after the first week one win. He wanted to say those damning words, you know, Super Bowl or bust, but no.
Then he lied and said that he was doing yard work or something for 5 hours and he didn't get to watch the game until he had it on DVR later on.
Yeah, I just asinine to me, but yeah,
this web of lies that he's weaving is just growing wider and wider by the day.
Yeah, so you got to give the kid a chance. I'm not saying to give him the whole season. I'm just saying give him a chance to flash. You got to give him some
reps. I would like to give him the whole season, if I'm being perfectly honest.
I mean, barring some injury, if he goes out there and just stinks it up every week, like by like week 12, you got to do something. Or maybe week 10, you just be like, look, after the soft part of the schedule, because this week, the team is going to get demolished by the Ravens. I'm like, book it right now. The Ravens will crush. They are pissed, and they always beat up Washington. They always
you give me points.
Points? Well, they're already the team's already getting points, right?
I need more points.
They're probably getting like two touchdowns. Bet. What are you
Okay, yeah, making it even three. We're good to go.
Look, three touchdowns. I don't know about that, but yeah, I mean, look, this team is not built to win now. At all.
We're not built to win right now the way the Chicago Bears are. Right, Phil?
It's a test year. Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course it's a test year. This is an evaluation year. You have to... Like, Coach Rivera is looking to see if Haskins has it. Right now, he's trying to give him some rope. Now, granted, there's a lot of controversy with Rivera not like keeping his timeouts. I'm not all for that. If you're going to go for it. Now, they flashed against Cleveland. Now, Cleveland is not that good, and they lost.
They suck.
They stink. For them to lose the way they did, it's kind of heartbreaking. But there was you could put this at Haskins' feet. He made some awful decisions.
You say it's heartbreaking, but they lost the game because everything was self-inflicted. Like they wet their shorts, and there was no coming out of it whatsoever. Like, they did it all to themselves, but when they were not shooting themselves in the foot, they were actually the better football team. So I don't get the uproar. Like, yeah, perhaps Haskins could play better, and that's really like selling it short. But if all your problems are self-imposed, then they're easy fixes. Like, the problems are in-house to fix, so right. it's not all doom and gloom. You're not out there being outclassed by your opponents every week. So there's light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not ready to just start making wholesale changes at this point. I want to see this thing play out. I want to see an actual rebuild take place.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. The next couple games are pretty tough. I think they have the Ravens this week, and then...
God, I hate Baltimore.
I think they're going to play the Rams.
I don't know.
Who knows? That's the only two teams.
I'll tell you this. I would much rather be watching all these games at the beach, because the Outer Banks has the local channel feeds. They actually run the Fox affiliate and the Washington football game. So that in and of itself is just like the selling point for me to move to North Carolina. Putting my cards on the table. I will make provisions to do the show. I will find a USB microphone so that the next time I go to the beach, I will not leave you boys in a lurch. So... there it is. Put it out there. If you guys want to come find me in Florida. I mean, or North Carolina, whatever.
North Carolina.
If you come to my place and the studio's not there anymore, it's because it moved to the Outer Banks. So there's that.
Perfect.
Fair?
Fair enough.
Cool. You gonna apologize for all the shit you were talking last week?
Not one bit. It was well deserved. I think what I said speaks for itself.
Such lazy criticisms, but it's cool. It is your want. It's fine.
Lazy? Are you talking about me lazy?
Lazy. Look man, at the very least, lazy. I considered the notion. I considered lazy. Doing the show. I tested multiple microphones on my GarageBand to see if they would work.
You said AirPods.
And by the time,
you said your AirPods weren't working.
Earpods.
Sure.
Earpods.
Sure.
And then we had internet issues. So, you know, I took the entirety of the situation and said, do I want to be a horse's ass and, you know, force these guys to deal with my crappy audio and internet? No. I said, you guys have a good show. Have full confidence in you and Ice. And all you did was jerk each other off for 2 hours, but it's fine.
It's great. This was great. I had fun.
You know, you guys said you were going to do like a whole bunch of nerdy shit. It was like nerdy for like 17 minutes. And then maybe like 4 minutes. And then like you guys were just talking about, I don't know, like whose voter line was longer than the other. Like, I was, what the hell is going on? Is this some propaganda piece?
No propaganda. We talking about you can say it's the same thing here, but it's all good. No, to each his own in terms of their criticisms. But you know, you were pretty. You got the face when you came back. I could tell
the face. I'm sure. Yes, I got the face in Slack.
Yeah,
lies. Swearing a stack of Bibles. All right. Well, we can agree to a disagree, but I'm glad to be back in the fold. Perhaps we'll have Ice back in the fold next week, but I am not holding my breath. That COVID is a mother. You think he has COVID? I don't want to laugh, but is there a chance he's going to confirm or deny in the chat?
I don't think he has it, but let him confirm on his own.
We'll find out one way or the next. Fantastic. Well, would you like to take us out by giving a kind word to our friends at Mondo?
Yes, our friends at Mondo. They work with
If you could do it in a German accent, that'd be great.
No, I can't. They work with major artists and studios to forge beautifully designed, licensed products that navigate pop culture. It started with posters, then soundtrack LPs, and has blossomed into the ever-expanding hydra of art-forward entertainment collectibles, games, puzzles, apparels, toys. That we now call home. Hop on over to Mondo today by clicking on the Mondo banner at badslant.com/support and browse their endless variety of entertainment collectibles while supporting the show.
Excellent. Well, I wish I could say it was a pleasure.
What a kick.
This is fun. Actually, it's not bad doing the show from my couch. I will say that.
Live from my couch. It's
live from the couch, the living room studio. Shout out to the Mike O'Mara show. All right, well, we'll see. Maybe we'll have Ice back here live in the studio, but however we do this, I think we're going to try to make this a weekly occurrence, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah, season 3 on deck. This is, I think, essentially the end of season 2, and we are moving into season 3 of the Bad Sin podcast. So enjoy. I hope you enjoyed season 2, listeners and viewers. We're going to try to do some goofy stuff here in season 3, so stay tuned. We'll have more friends to the podcast, and be all fun. Make sure you check out our social media. We'll drop all the digits and details there. Sound good?
Sounds good. Enough
said.
Excellent,
excellent, excellent. Well, on that note, we say adieu. Thank you to the Twitch chat. Hail Hydra. Ice, halftime's almost over, so go ahead and park yourself in front of the couch and turn this thing off. Thank you, Phil, Kunja, everybody else in the chat. And we will see you all next week. Jack, take us out.
Up here, I'm already gone.